Low sperm motility may be a result of sperm stasis, anti-sperm antibodies, testicular degeneration, or urospermia. Sometimes the sperm cells do not live very well in the seminal fluid. To treat this type of problem, you may need to remove all the accessory gland fluid by centrifugation. This normally does no harm to the sperm cells, and then the sperm cells can be resuspended in an extender. With sperm stasis, the problem is that the sperm cells are stored too long in the tail of the epididymis. In these cases, you may need to increase the frequency of collection and not decrease it to get motility back to normal, to get fresh cells coming out more often. Antisperm antibodies have been documented as a result of testicular trauma and can cause low sperm motility. Corticosteroids have helped treat this condition. With testicular degeneration, you may see abnormal cells with very low motility. Unfortunately, there is no immediate cure at the time for this. Another cause of low sperm motility is urospermia, or urine in the semen. This occurs when stallions urinate as ejaculation occurs. The pH of these ejaculates is usually a little bit higher than normal because of the urine pH. Often you can smell the urine in the semen, but you can also use an azostick to see if the semen turns green after 10 seconds in the azostick. It's actually the increased osmolarity that is the primary cause of the low motility of the sperm cells. To treat this condition, you can try to have the stallion urinate before ejaculation, or a drug called Urospaz is used in humans to increase the sphincter tone. Also, you may try imipramine or bethanacol to prevent urination during ejaculation. Hemospermia, or blood in the semen, is another factor that can cause low sperm motility. It is actually the presence of the red blood cells component and not the plasma that is harmful to the sperm cells. The cause of hemospermia is usually trauma or overuse, which results in granulation tissue in the urethra. A secondary result is bacterial urethritis and seminal vesiculitis, or the blood may be from an exterior source. Diagnosis is fairly simple. Collect the stallion with an AV and look to see if there's blood in it. Or you can fractionate the ejaculate, remember that Krakow or Polish AV, to find the source of blood. To treat the condition, find the underlying cause. Usually sexual rest will heal most ulcers in the urethra.